are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Y'all listen to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. It's your host. What's going down, everybody? So, just wanted to come in and just give a quick little tip for the day, you know, for those who are struggling with addiction. It's important to have a good support system in your life. Like, you don't want to, like, you ever hear that saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you? In the sense that I'm talking about, it's not really biting the hand that feeds you. It's more just don't fuck up the relationships you have for the people that are going to be there for you when your times are at the darkest. And too often I see people screw up those relationships they have, you know, whether it's their family or their, you know, their closest friends or their lovers or their, you know, husbands or wives. And once you lose that support system in your life, then, you know, that one person that brings stability to your life and comes from, you know, not a non-bias, and, you know, you screw that up, and you can't screw that up, because you need that. You're going to need that person. You're going to need that person to be there and talk to you and talk you down and, you know, help you get to where you got to get to. And, you know, they're going to give you that emotional support, and you don't want to lose that. You don't want to burn those bridges, because, you know, I see too many people burn those bridges with the people that are there for them the most. And a lot of times it could just be over, like, stealing from them, or, you know, just making them feel like they are used. And, you know, if you want to get further in life, you're going to need those people when you're, especially when you're struggling, because those are the people that help you outside of your treatment. Those are the people that are there for you outside of your treatment. And so you never want to burn those bridges. You always want to keep that, like, in the pocket. You know, you want to keep that person happy, and you want to keep, you know, you want to make that person feel, you know, the love and respect and that they deserve, you know, because it's hard to be there for somebody that takes advantages of you, that steals from you, that lies to you, that is deceiving to you. You know, if those behaviors continue to happen, what ends up happening is a person's like, you know what, I can't do it no more. I can't be there by your side anymore, because you're not by your own side. You're not there to help yourself. And, you know, that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to help ourselves. And that's what that support person wants to see. Whoever your support system is, that's what they want to see. And, you know, now if you're completely homeless and your only support system is your clinic, now those folks at that clinic, they need to be your support system. They need to be there by your side. And they should be doing that willingly. It shouldn't even be like, it shouldn't be forced, or, you know, those folks that are working in those centers should be there to help you. They should see that you're struggling. They should be able to identify that you don't have a strong support system, and that, you know, you're going to require a little bit more attention, and you're going to need a little bit more support than your typical clients who don't have support systems. So if you're a caseworker or a case manager, social worker, counselor, you got to learn to identify that in your client's life, because those are questions that you ask. You know, who's this emergency contact? What are they to you? How often do you see them? You know, how much support do they contribute to your treatment? You know, you want to know those things, because those are going to be tools that are going to help you help your client. You know what I mean? For instance, as a young lady who I am currently working with, you know, but a lot of times I have to talk to her mom to get through to her, you know what I mean? Because She's always out and about. She's unstable. She's homeless. And, you know, the mom, I rely on the mom to call me and give me updates. I rely on the mom to call me for advice so that I can, you know, teach the mom that, you know, that where these places are, where these treatment centers are, what time they have to be there. Let's schedule the appointment. Let's, you know, and even though the young lady hasn't fully committed to treatment and she's real spotty, it's the mom constantly is installing that seed in her and letting her know, you know, letting her know what I know, you know, for her daughter, you know. And that's, you know, I can only imagine what this mother is going through because, you know, her daughter's on the streets. She wants her daughter to get clean. She has her daughter's kids. And, you know, she just wants to see her daughter get out of this slump. And, you know, so she'll call me from time to time and just be like, what do I do? What do I do? And, you know, because the daughter's homeless, I can't never get in contact with her unless it's through the mother. So that's another reason to have, why it's important to have a good support system in your life and never to burn that bridge. I knew somebody who early on started really struggling with fentanyl when it first really touched down and it was getting real popular with addiction. For people with addiction. And, you know, this person started stealing from his support system, started stealing tools. You know, and this was everything from his housing to the people that were there to, you know, keep him in check. And yeah, he started, you know, stealing stuff and selling it. And, you know, just, he never got into treatment. So there was never no, anything like that. But he lost that support system and became homeless instantly and didn't have a shelter, didn't have food anymore, didn't have money, didn't have, like, lost everything just by losing that one person, you know, or stealing from that one person. So then this is why it's important, you know, for people to get on MAT services, because this is the stuff that you can eliminate out of your life if you're struggling with your addiction and it's an opiate addiction and you feel like you got to steal just to get that, just to not get sick. This is why it's important to get on MAT services, because MAT services is going to allow you to go to the clinic, dose, and you're not going to have to worry about getting sick. And so you're not going to get so desperate that you will feel like you would have to steal from the people that you love in order to, you know, not get sick. Because at the end of the day, you know, when you're struggling from an opiate addiction, after a while, you're not feeling that same high anymore. You're chasing that high, but you're not feeling it. You're not feeling that first high. And what I tend to see is a lot of people just continue to use so they don't get sick. So, you know, just keep that in mind. If you don't get this, get in treatment, and don't, you know, identify who your support system is and keep those people the closest to you. Those are going to be your friends in dark times. Those are going to be your family in dark times. And those are going to be the people that help you through your addiction in those hard times. And, you know, and to the people that are those support, that are in the support roles, you're going to have patience. I'll tell you that right now. You're going to have patience because, you know, addiction is a disease, and it affects the brain. And those people that you once knew are not those people anymore. At least in the moment that they're in, where they're really struggling and on that dark road. So you got to be a little bit more understanding. You got to have a little bit more patience. I see this a lot in parents and their kids when their kids going through the addiction, and you know the parent is just sick and tired of it. And you know, the best thing for you to do is to do your research. But MAT services for people that are struggling with an opioid addiction, I feel is a must, because that's going to keep the person from doing over the edge things to get high. And even if they're still struggling through the MAT services, then they're it keeps them from getting to that point where they feel like they have to steal and just do unlawful things to get what they need. And so it's important to make sure that they're dosing every day and getting that medication, because like I said, it's going to make them feel better. They're not going to get the cravings. They're not going to get the withdrawals if they're dosing every day and their doses that gets to the right dose. I always tell people, don't worry about what your dose is at. Just make sure your dose is at the point where the cravings and withdrawals are gone, and you'll be okay. But anyways, that's all I got for right now, you guys. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. I hope this helps somebody. You know, if it helps anybody, God bless everybody. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.